from your grave.
Alright, so people, we are back. I know it's been a while. It's been some time. It's been 8 months, 9 months, somewhere in that realm. I know Owen, who's much more dedicated to looking these things up and knowing things instead of guessing, has put out there that I think our last episode was August 13th, 2021. We're recording this now. It is May 23rd of 2022. Very excited to be back. Very excited to bring things to you. Essentially, you know, lots has gone on. We'll get into all that fun stuff in a moment, but you know, a huge part of this is so many times Owen or I would be out at conventions or other types of events, you know, or we see it pop up in the Discord and people were coming up to us, you know, in public settings and, you know, asking when we're coming back with, you know, we had quite a few people actually come up to mention like, oh man, you know, it'd really be a shame if the Dead Wargamers podcast, you know, became a dead thing itself. You know, that was really never the intention, but it was really great to see how many people were like super involved in the podcast, how many people have you know, really enjoyed it, and you know, it was important for us to come back as soon as we could. So
yeah, I it's always entertaining when people don't recognize you or your voice in a public setting and start talking about something you're doing, and you can throw in a jab like, oh, those guys are jerks. Oh god, that Chris character, man, what a monster he is. It's happened to both of us now. I apologize if I razzed you and you're listening to this. It is always entertaining to me though, and it's never been in response to people complaining or making fun of us, which is awesome. I think that's the best you could ever ask for. So we do appreciate the kind words. I would say that we're doing it for you, but that would be a lie. We're doing it for ourselves, but we're glad that you like it. Do you want to talk about all the happenings that have happened since August of last year?
Oh boy. Yeah. I mean, so on my side, things have had some extreme ups and some extreme downs. Most of the gaming stuff has all been positives. You know, I managed to go to a lot of conventions since the last time we're recording, which is funny because, you know, some of the last episodes we were talking about, like, man, you know, I wonder when cons are going to be a thing again. And went to Armor Con, actually with Owen. I went to Captain Con. Owen was planning on coming and then got snowed in the middle of the country instead of coming. And I did also make it out to Adepticon, which was a blast. The only downside to Adepticon being that I managed to break my finger on the first day of the show. Pretty horrifically, you know, if you guys saw me at Adepticon, you saw me in a makeshift splint that I duct taped together out of scraps from Tectonic Craft Studios booth. So that was a pretty painful show for me. We weren't really sure if it was broken the entire weekend. So, you know, like, people were giving me a lot of grief for it. Like, oh man, you know, you're just babying it. Why don't you just rub some dirt in? I'm sure it'll be fine. Like, and then, you know, I got back, they did x-rays, they examined it. They're like, oh yeah, you know, you jammed every single joint of your finger and also jammed the center joint so bad that it ripped the bone anchor right off.
Oof.
So, oh yeah, no, it's still in pain today, and we're almost 2 months later. So yeah, we'll definitely catch up on like some of the things we've seen going on in the cons in a bit. But in addition to all of that, I ended up getting married. Owen was there to celebrate that fun thing. I think a few people have saw on our Discord and commented on, you know, us playing some Relic Blade during our bachelor party, us playing some Battletech the night before the wedding in the bridal suite, which was a blast. That was a lot of fun. That's been going well. Also on positive sides of things, I also did get an official position with Muse on Minis, where I am officially with Muse. So every so often when you see me say something like, well, might not really be objective, you know, in this comment, but that's usually what it's in reference to. You know, I have been involved with working you know, kind of on a per diem basis for Muse at conventions for quite some time now, since about 2016. But right now I did get a more official position, which is great. It's a lot of fun. It's very exciting. It gives me more opportunities to work with, you know, some great people, including one who might be on our next podcast. So that is really exciting.
I'm glad that you feel that way about me, Chris.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, there's been a lot of ups, some downs. But before we get too far into the gaming stuff, like, Owen, what have you been up to in the past 9 months?
Oh, mercy. Well, I finished a fairly sizable Conquest Last Argument of Kings army, a 100 Kingdoms army. I worked my tail off on that, and I'm really happy with how it came out. I don't think it's going to win a Golden Demon anytime soon, but it was enough to win me the Best Painted Award at ArmorCon, so that is the second time that's ever happened in my life, and I think the other time it was questionable on whether I really deserved it or not, so that was a pleasant surprise. Also, one piece in that won one of the Conquest Community Challenges, which felt awesome, so I got some swag from that, so I have never been a hobbyist before, gamer before, and it's been interesting to see in my advanced age how that process has changed me. But that's probably skipping ahead a few beats. We did go to ArmorCon together. I was really happy to go to my first U.S. convention in quite some time. Saw some old friends there, had a good time, probably too much of a good time if Chris wants to fill people in there, but for the younger viewers out there, definitely watch out if I start drinking half a fifth of Jameson at a convention. That always leads to interesting things.
Keep your phone safe.
We had fun, though. We played some Eden. We had intended to play some Urban War, but I think we all were just having a good time catching up slash drinking slash we're too drunk to play. So these things happen, but it was a really good experience to see people in person again after, at that point, almost 2 years of not really having gotten out in public, and felt good to see folks again. Anything you want to add to the ArmorCon story?
Well, yeah. So ArmorCon was a blast. I think it's interesting because some cons have been very, you know, like ArmorCon, I think, was done very well, with most people being in a very, I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase it, but you know, enjoying their times with moderation. I haven't seen a lot in the majority of conventions, you know, some of the excess that used to happen, which has led to like an interesting thing. You know, people are, you know, doing the best to stay safe, and also, you know, recognizing that, you know, for some of us, you know, like who had 2 years off and weren't drinking, weren't, you know, participating in some of these things, that, you know, maybe now's not the time to down a, you know, bottle of Jack. You know, so it was interesting. It was a good time. There was a lot of focus on gaming. I got a lot of games of Conquest in, which was a lot of fun. You know, I specifically had painted up an army for the event. Didn't quite finish it, but well, I was satisfied with the way that it came out. I was definitely satisfied with the way it played on the table and in my, you know, my first tournament of Conquest, which was, you know, outside of a demo. My first three games of Conquest, I ended up taking second place, which was neat, especially because Owen didn't place at all.
Hey, I'll take best painted. I am happy with that.
Yeah, no, and Owen's army really was gorgeous. There was really no competition. That it was like, yeah, okay, Owen got it. Like, let's get on with our lives. You know, we had some terrific food, which was great. A wonderful pho place that was in the nearby area. And then we played some other games. I mean, it was cool to get the Eden thing together, you know, like, it wasn't really, a tournament or anything else, but to have players who were interested in the rules, who were learning new things. People were cracking out old models, and it seemed that there was a lot more interest in a dead game than you'd really see at a convention previously. And I think that's something that's really kind of, like, continued through a lot of the other conventions that I attended during that time. So, like, moving on to Captain Con, we didn't need an event, and which ended up being, you know, interesting in that originally Owen was going to come, so we were going to have like a whole bunch of armies, and you know, Owen was going to run it because I'm not responsible, and then Owen got snowed in and I had to be responsible. And, you know, so luckily enough, I had my three armies with me. You know, I had some Matriarchy, some ISC, and some Dantes that I had literally just painted, like, the week before. You know, some of my first experiences with oil painting or oil washes. And we roped in a player from Conquest who had never even seen the game, never heard of the game before, who had a really good time. And while we were playing, between the three of us, being me, our new player from Conquest, and Zara, my wife, we also had Josh come out to play games as well. And people walk by and, like, check in on the system. People will be watching it being played. And, you know, later on, I was getting a couple messages from people being like, hey, that game you were playing, you know, like, where can I find more information? You know, like, what groups can I join? You know, where can I get models? Which was pretty neat, you know. Captain Con overall was a very good experience. It's been a con that I've attended every single winter it's been available, or every single time it's been available. It actually used to be in the summer. And I don't think I've ever missed a single Captain Con. And it's a great smaller show. It was a little bit, you know, lower key this year than in some of previous years, but there was a very wide variety of gaming, which was awesome. You know, the fact that there was such a wide variety of different minis games being played, you know, including a lot of currently supported games, but also a couple of dead games, you know, were in being played even apart from ours, which was pretty neat. And that the fact that it's like a single cost of entry, you know, for the weekend, I think really encourages more of that type of atmosphere where it's like, yeah, why not? Like, I'll try anything, you know, it's free, you know, like, why not? That was a good time. Again, you know, lots of solid food, really good times. Checked out, I think the more important one that weekend was the fancy hot dog place.
That sounds like an oxymoron.
Well, oh, and beforehand, actually, Sandy's like, oh, check out this fancy hot dog. It's supposed to be better than Chicago dogs.
No.
It wasn't.
Owen corrected you that Chicago hot dogs are cute, but Rhode Island hot dogs are superior. And I think, you know, everyone's got their opinion. Most of them are wrong, including you. But I'm glad that you at least took the experience.
But yeah, I mean, between that and then, you know, I think the other thing that's really blown up since... I guess I'll get more into this into Adepticon, but, like, you know, the thing that's blown up a lot since before the pandemic to this point now with conventions is that things like Grubhub and Uber Eats and Seamless have become such a staple now. There's even less reason to actually leave the hotel. Like, you don't need to go anywhere unless you really, really want to. Like, unless you, like, man, I can't stand gamers anymore. I need to get out. Like, you can spend the entire time indoors. Like, you never need to see the sun. And legitimately, you know, going up to Adepticon, that's what I did. Adepticon, like, I got in on Wednesday night, and I don't think I actually stepped outside of the hotel until Sunday when it was time to go home. You know, literally, like, anything you want can get delivered to you. You know, you don't need to go anywhere for anything, and it's an interesting concept. But you know, going forward to Adepticon, compared to all of those other cons, compared to Captain Con, compared to Armor Con, was gigantic. You know, and it was a really interesting setup where, you know, I mean, like, the vendor hall as a whole was. Like, I mean, it's back to the normal sizes. I think, you know, there might not have been as many people walking through it as there's been in some previous years, but, like, on a comparison setting, you know, the vendor hall at Adepticon is almost the size of ArmorCon. Like, it is, you know, just, you know, and the Golden Demon was there this year. The amount of, like, painted projects was just really awesome. And Adepticon's always really interesting to me. I like the amount of variety that they have. They have so many different game systems. There's always a chance to, like, learn something new or check out some new product that someone has going on. You know, Adepticon for me, like it is for most years, is much more of a business trip than it is a for funsies trip. But I did get to play in the Dark Age casual play event that happened on Friday, if I remember right. It was really great. I had a chance to play against Seth, who I've known for a real long time, has been in the Dark Age community for forever. And my Icecast, which I hadn't played in almost 4 years at this point, just absolutely 100% wrecked his core. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. You know, like it was a good time. You know, and it's cool to see people coming by, both people who know stuff about Dark Age, who are complimenting the army, because my ice cast has been it's fully converted female ice cast army, which was neat. You know, people who knew the game, people who didn't know the game. Again, there was people just swinging by and checking out. There's a whole bunch of tables that were devoted to it. And there was a pretty wide variety of factions that were represented. You know, there was Dragiri of pretty much all castes. There was some Brood. There was, you know, some Forsaken. There was two or three core players. So, like, there was a lot of different things that were on the table. The tables were nicely terrained. The armies, for the most part, were almost all fully painted. There's a couple of sneaking models in there that someone had been like, oh, it's a Adepticon, but hey. So it was a really good experience. I think, you know, unfortunately, there wasn't any Eden this year, you know, and typically that is something that they do on a yearly basis. So it'll be interesting to see if that comes back in the following year. And yeah, there's a lot of newer stuff coming out, and I think that was also pretty interesting to see. Even though it's you know, off topic for us here at Dead War Gamers, like there's a lot of smaller games that are like picking up steam. You know, Sean Sutter was there with Relic Blade, and Sludge, and both of those did, you know, pretty solid. You know, like just wandering through the halls, you know, I found a bunch of people playing upstairs and super, super excited about it. You know, there Rivenstone had a table there that was just to do demos, and they were so packed with demos all weekend long. Like people were waiting. It was like Disneyland, right? Like people were waiting on the Dumbo ride. Like people were just like waiting to get a demo of this game. And yeah, there was also like a small meet and greet with Resnova, with Alex, the owner of Resnova, who's bringing back Warzone in Warzone Eternal, which is currently on Kickstarter. And it was just such a great opportunity to just kind of like hang out and chill with these people and see what else is coming out. You know, it's very cool that despite the pandemic and a lot of the worries that people were having about, like, oh, you know, is everything just going to be Warhammer now? Like, is this the, you know, like, are the only companies that are going to, you know, survive the gaming wars and, you know, like the post-apocalyptic pandemic? Is it just going to be Games Workshop, you know, and like AMG? You know, is it going to be these big existings? And it seems like, you know, that's not the answer, that there's going to be like a wide variety, and that these are really popular things, which is awesome. I also got to get in a game with a, you know, fan of the podcast, which was cool, you know, so people who listen, you know, like Owen and I are more than welcome to play you in games. There's, you know, like it's such a weird thing. It's like, no, like, you know, like we're happy to this, you know, feel free to come up and ask us for a game, schedule a game and whatever. Like it's something that's, you know, we like playing games. This is why we do this. Like, but, I got to play a game of Bushido with Shay, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, it was a good chance to check out the new edition, which I was honestly very pleasantly surprised by. The old one could be a little clunky in places. And, you know, I had a couple of, like, you know, kind of concerns with the first edition. And it seems like they really addressed a lot of those things in the new edition, which is just a lot smoother, a lot more fun to play. I would still kind of call it, you know, the Japanese fantasy version of Infinity. In that it is a very front-loaded kind of rule set, and that there are, you know, a decent amount of keywords and stuff, but it's cool. I really enjoy it, and I had a lot of fun with that. Food in Chicago, I mean, like, I did eat a not healthy amount of Chicago pizza and Chicago hot dogs. We'll avoid commenting on that, both mainly because we know everyone has their opinions regarding Chicago food in general.
I'm just saying, their pizza's a lie, so what else can you trust them for?
Man, like we just stopped getting hate mail from the Clan War episode. You really want to open up that thing? Like no, I want to open up all the hate from Chicago. Like, come on.
I do think you're bearing the lead about Adepticon. So if my recollection serves me right, the way that you broke your finger was because somebody was very kindly continuing to give you more and more free stuff. So the moral of this story is never give Chris anything free.
It's not quite what happened. There wasn't anything free. I had prepaid I prepaid for some Bushido stuff, and then to try and make everybody's life easier rather than having them ship it, you know, I took possession of it at Adepticon, and in the morning, you know, before the vendor hours opened, oh god, this seems so stupid. But yeah, so you know, he loaded the box into my hands, and then he was very excited about a lot of the new products coming out, because they had a new faction release at Adepticon. They had the new two-player box start, you know, drop at Adepticon. They had some cool dice that I'd never seen before, and he just kept putting more things in my hands until all of that, plus the iPad that I had for, that's not mine, that is belongs to Muse, all started to slip at the same time. And for those who have been to Adepticon, the vendor hall is basically just on concrete. Like, it is a gigantic slab of concrete. So I, you know, bent down and tried to catch everything, and in the process, basically just straight on slammed my hand into the concrete, and my one finger just went in ways that are incredibly unnatural. And yeah, that was no free stuff. No real moral besides, you know, that I make dumb decisions sometimes, because, you know, all of these things were in boxes. Like, literally, they could have just dropped on the floor and it would have been fine. And also, you know, even if they weren't, I could afford $50 for, you know, a starter box. $50 is not going to buy me a brand new finger that is not in pain. But... and to further mention that, I was completely sober at the time. Like, I was 100% sober when this happened. It was at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
I like that you had to clarify, despite mentioning earlier that, you know, it was an early morning exchange. You were still sober.
Yeah, because literally everyone expects this to be like, oh, Chris was drinking at Adepticon and like five finger death punched the floor. And it's like, no. Like, I get everybody thinks that I might have gotten really drunk and pretended to be Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai and karate chopped the floor. That's not quite what happened. I literally just tried to catch a box and it didn't work out for me.
I'm sorry to have publicly ruined your floor punching notoriety, but you'll put that on the public record. I want to mention one thing that happened in the community in between ArmorCon and CaptainCon. I was lucky enough to go to a community Dark Age event in Dayton, Ohio, with a fan of the podcast, Shay. Another fan of the podcast, Walter, actually was kind enough to host that at one of the LGSs down there and had a great old time. I think we had 7 or 8 people show up in the middle of the winter in the Midwest, which is a feat in and of itself, and got quite a few games in. I feel really bad. I gave Shay a demo, and my dice all decided to roll ones, and his all rolled 20s, so... was not the typical Dark Age experience, but I think everyone had a good time regardless. Shay does not appear to have sold off everything he purchased prior to that, so hopefully he can still make it out to future events where the dice get a little bit more normalized. Anything else you wanted to mention in terms of your past 9 months?
Let's see. So there's a lot, but it's like what's actually relevant to this podcast? Yeah, I think I do think that we've been playing. You know, Owen and I did get together. We played some BattleTech, which was a good time. It's been interesting, you know, like to paint up BattleTech. I think it falls into like a very interesting spot where it's fun. It's still crunchy. You know, it's still like an older game style, but some of the new plastic models and the affordability of the new plastic models put it into like a pretty solid spot. Owen was also responsible for me overpacking my bag coming back from Adepticon due to BattleTech. But yeah, that was cool. I think there has been a lot. Like, I've been going in and getting a lot more painting done. I actually don't have any models to assemble at this time, which has been a tough thing for me personally, because this is like the first time I literally don't have a single thing to put together in 8 years, 9 years now, something like absolutely bananas. And it's been pretty tough, you know, like there's a lot of Kickstarters that are coming in, you know, and I kind of talked to Owen a little bit about this, but like, you know, I'm waiting on the Judgment Kickstarter that I backed for 2.0. And I'm also waiting for the Monpa Kickstarter to come in, both of which are going to be pretty model heavy and require, you know, either assembly or a redonkulous amount of painting. And following that, you know, that I did back Rivenstone, which does seem like it'll be a good fun time. And I got to paint one of their models, which was an absolute blast. And then Warzone. We will be talking about Warzone a bunch more coming up. I know we have one episode in our past. If you guys want to kind of get a pre-primer on it, Brian Steele on his Tales of a Professional Nerd Kickstarter also goes into a lot of detail recently on the Warzone Eternal Kickstarter that's currently live. And, you know, you're going to hear this quite a bit, but, like, I can't be objective on it. You know, Warzone is a project that I'm working with Muse on Minis to make some fancy, cool acrylic stuff for. That's really exciting. So I am personally and semi-monetarily invested in it. And, you know, I'm excited as a consumer. I can say that completely honestly here, you know. And, you know, like I've kind of mentioned in the Discord when people ask questions like, hey, you know, this is what I think, you know, you could use. This is what I'm personally getting for myself. You know, I'm not going to tell you need 85 token sets like so that, you know, I can like buy a pool or something. But, you know, so that I don't know, there's a bunch going on with stuff like that. It's definitely exciting. I think there's a lot of conventions that are coming by. I don't think, you know, things are really slowing down at this point. We're seeing a lot more things kind of ramp up. I've been getting a lot of notices from Nova and from Warfare Weekend and Gen Con. So there's a lot of things coming up, and it's going to be really interesting to see if, you know, more people have pulled out dead war games. We've seen, you know, a lot of posts in our thread about, you know, people who are doing Rackham events, you know, people who are pulling out AT-43, who are pulling out Confrontation, who are like Temple of the West coming out with, like, you know, new style models for Confrontation, like a lot of cool stuff. And people are trying to bring out some of these dead games that they, you know, during the pandemic found in their basement, you know, randomly discovered when their, you know, their mom was throwing their stuff out. there's all these great stories of people rediscovering like these old lots of things, like people coming up and like posting up like, hey, guess what I found, you know, in my mom's basement while I was clearing it out during the pandemic, an original starter box to Mordheim. Like, who wants to start a campaign? So I'm really interested, and I'm really excited to see from a Dead Games kind of standpoint where we're going to be looking at some of these conventions. You know, I'd be super psyched if someone like messaged me like, hey, you know, at Nova, we're going to be playing Eden. We have this small event set up. I'll be like, yeah. You know, at Eden, like, you know, or at Nova, you know, we're gonna rock Dark Age, you know. And I mean, like, there have been cool Dark Age events at Nova in the past. There's been, you know, there's a lot of cool players that are in that area. It'd be super awesome to see, you know, people just kind of booking that little amount of space. And I'm 100% in for joining any of those events. So just don't overlap them.
Well, speaking of cool Dark Age players in the Nova area, you guys may have noticed if you signed up for our new newsletter, we have a newsletter. We can put the link in the show notes. It's on Substack. So sign up, and every time we have a new post, which should be about once a week, it'll get emailed directly to your inbox. But as I mentioned there, I actually, during the past 9 months, had the great pleasure to be asked to and have delivered on a rule set for a new skirmish miniature game that's being put out by a chap named Andrew. You probably know him from the Dark Age Discord. He's been the person behind generating a lot of the inspired by 3D printable sculpts for Dark Age, and he actually started a game company called Immantize Games. So I have a new fantasy post-apocalyptic skirmish game coming out with them in the next time period. I don't want to put any pressure on Andrew to commit to something there, so I'm going to leave that open-ended. But you might hear some more about this. We're not going to try to sell that through the show. No worries there. But I would say if you're interested in the same types of games that Chris and I tend to talk about a lot here, you might find this to be an interesting rule set. Got one other thing in development, too, with two chaps from the East Coast. That is, I think, a little bit further back. And to be honest, I think that's a little further away. I think I've been much more of a consultant on that project than the real engine behind it, unlike the other one. So I think that'll be interesting. You might see my name in a rule set sometime in the future, but that might be a few years out yet still. But just a heads up, we got some stuff coming along. So if you're interested in learning more about that or just want to get some more Dead War Game Society style content, please sign up for the newsletter. We are going to be slowing down the release schedule a bit, as we posted on our Discord. I know not all y'all are on Discord. We will put a permanent link up on the Facebook, though, so it's easier for folks to find this in the future. We are going to be doing something closer to once-a-month releases. Chris and I both have quite a bit going on. As I've mentioned elsewhere, I am moving across the country in the next few months, and then I'm getting married shortly thereafter, so my schedule is going to be a bit constrained. I did also just start a new company that I'm in charge of, so it's just been standing that up that has taken quite a bit of my free time, but we do still want to do this. We both get a real kick out of this, and we both really love playing some of the older style of games that are out there in the community. So even if we, for some odd reason, drop the podcast, I think we'd still be out there talking about this stuff. But hey, podcasting is cheap and easy. We both get a kick out of it, so I think we'll be doing this for some time.
I like how you're like, oh, you know, we're going to be slowing down our release schedule, you know, after we just took a 9-month. Like, yeah, no, the next one's going to be once every, 18 months or so. Like, look forward.
I mean, we were like clockwork for the first 20-some-odd episodes. They were pretty much dead on the nose every other Friday. I don't think we can realistically keep that kind of schedule up. I'd love to be able to tell people, oh, first Friday of the month, we'll have something out. I'm going to leave it a bit more open-ended just to give us the flexibility. So this does not become stressful. This does not become a job for either of us, because I don't think this is going to pay the bills anytime soon. So
you say that, but I guarantee you at least one of our fans, one of them will be like, oh man, like, you guys want to quit your job? You don't know if Bill Gates listens to this podcast or not.
I feel like this is more a Bezos podcast. Like, I could definitely see us doing Amazon Prime Presents the Dead War Gamer Society, which you buy nothing from Amazon from. So don't worry, it's not a conflict of interest. You're really poor vertical integration, though. On the note of community events, Chris mentioned we have a bunch of conventions coming up. To the best of our knowledge, there's nothing specific planned for those, for Dead Games or Dead Games that we are aware of. So things like Origins, Gen Con, Nova. There is a community event coming up, though, in Lake Forest, California at Comic Quest. There's going to be a Wrath of Kings tournament. It was originally scheduled for July 10th. It looks like it's going to be rescheduled. But keep an eye on the Wrath of Kings Facebook group as well as our Discord for more information about that event that should be coming this summer. And it's got some great prize support. Many thanks to Dave Moffitt for sending that over. Hopefully y'all folks on the left coast can have a great time playing the game.
Yeah, yeah. I do think it'd be a good idea, like, if people are looking into getting into some of these games. The Rackham discussion has been pretty active on our Discord. So if you're interested in AT43 or in Confrontation, it would be a good idea to hop on that, because especially between Ray and Greg, they've been talking a lot about wanting to do stuff at shows and about packing their armies for those systems to go out to shows. So, you know, obviously the more people that kind of like RSVP to those kinds of things, the more, more people want to come out. And the more stuff that gets brought, the more opponents you have, the better of a time it is. But yeah, if you are doing a thing, if you're planning a thing for Origins, Gen Con, Nova, Warfare Weekend, etc., you know, let us know. We'll pump it up here. Also, it'll help us know for us what we're signing up for. And, you know, all that other fun kind of stuff. I think that's about it with it, because yeah, I'm definitely going to Nova. I'm super excited for it. It should be a really good time. I am vending at Nova, so I am going to be busy during, you know, the majority of the daytime hours. I feel like it's 10 to 6 maybe, but I'll be available for games like anytime outside of that. So even if there isn't an official event, like if you are going to Nova Open, you want to play some Eden, you want to play some Dark Age, you want to play basically any of the games we've talked about on this podcast at this point, you know, just let me know. drop a line in the Discord, send out a message, and we'll figure stuff out.
I just want to highlight for all our fans, Chris is saying that he really wants to play Clan War with Nova. Nonstop, 24/7 Clan War. But we've been yammering for a minute, so you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, that would probably make sense.
Alrighty, well, I'm Owen.
I'm Chris.
Adios.
Intro music is Axe to Mouth by Pulp 45, which is Owen's old band. Outro music is Control My Fate by Ataraxia, which is Chris's old band. All songs used with permission. If you like what you hear, please like or subscribe. Thanks.